Blog Talk Radio.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit, and out of the miry clay.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Sanctify him and sanctify the time that he is. Shabbat shalom. We're here on the After the Shabbat podcast here. Saturday Night Live right here to reflect on this third. We have the third of the seven Sabbaths according to the direction instruction Leviticus chapter 23, and here for this 31st sabbatical study for the Shabbat strong for Shabbat Amor say Senbet Bileh say right here we have Leviticus chapter 23 where we have the holidays, the holy days, the feasts, the appointments, and here between Pesach, Passover season, the first of the three times, we're counting the Omer, we're counting the growth, commanded to count seven Shabbats complete. So here for this Shabbat day, we're at the third of the seven Shabbats we're commanded to count complete. But first things first, let's sanctify the time, sanctifying the Iowa, the Kiddush right here, from the liturgy of His Majesty Kamal Haile Selassie from the True Church and the Professing Church, the Church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, who opened and no man shut and shut, who all no man opened. So here from the Tewahedo Church right here, very interesting what is said on the Saturdays right here. Hear this right here, sanctifying the time.
Huletanya. Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Ahayin Asaye, Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Shalom, Adarim, Shalom, the stars of Elohim. Yes, I, brothers and sisters, here. Shema, here.
Children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
I wanna hear it, say yes.
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 Shabbat Shalom.
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 Just hold a rest. Hold a fresh. Hold a rest. Yes, I. So here after Shabbat right here. Here picking up the 31st sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Sabbath Shabbat Amor. Sabbath Say. Sabbath Say right here, here, here. One of the thoughts for this Shabuah right here is concerning Yahweh Shahovah's appointed times, the Mo'edim, the Mo'eds, in the plural, the Mo'edim, the Mo'eds, the appointments, the meetings, the appointed times, the season. Thought for the Shabuah right here, for the seventh sabbatical strong right here, concerning the appointed times, the Mo'ed, the appointments, the Mo'ed, Mo'edim, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the appointments of he who be HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be he, Baruch HaShem, blessed be the name. So the appointed times can be called a cycle. They're a cycle, a sequence and a cycle because they recur. They recur. The recurrence. They come and they come and they come forward and they come again. They recur in a cyclical fashion, according to the divine pattern. Pattern recognition, very, very important, as Moshe was told. See that you make all things, you do all things according to the pattern shown to the eye in the mount. So it's a pattern here in HaTorah, creating patterns and rhythms and rhythms, the rhythms in time in the Iowa, in season, out of season. So HaShabbat, the Sabbath, it creates a weekly, a seven-day sequence, a seven-day cycle, the Shavua cycle, the feast, the festivals, the Mo'ed, the Mo'edim, the Mo'edei, Yahuwah, the feasts of Jehovah, they occur annually, according to the Shana in the year and the sequence, the cycle. Each appointed time, each of the appointments, the Mo'ed, the Mo'edim, they teach Ayinai Chabarim unique lessons, the lesson, the testing, the baraka, the blessing about HaMashiach, about the Messiah, about salvation, about Yeshua, about victory, Yeshuot, victory, salvation, redemption, the redeeming, about sanctification, the Kedusha, the setting apart, becoming Kedoshim to you, and I and I relationship, Eim Elohim, Eim El, Immanuel, with El, the true good, the true God, with the power, with the source, with the Almighty I. So each time, each Iowa, each time that we keep, we observe, the key word here, Hebraically, the Shamar, Shomer, become Shomerim, those who observe, observers, keepers, guarders. Each time that we keep one of Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty's Mo'adim, each time we keep one of Jehovah's appointed time, season, even, and especially the first, right, the first of, we can say the first of the seven, the prerequisite of the seven is HaShabbat. So we have seven appointed times and seasons. We have the weekly Shabbat, which we call like the test. That's like the test command. It's the key. Keeping the Shabbat opens the door to the feasts and the festivals of he who be who you be. So it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to spiritually, cycle spiritually, the soul, the spirit, to elevate I and I selves, to rise, to enter into that upper room, even that upper room of Zion, drawing ever closer to Ha'ilahim, to the true good, to the true God, to Yahweh, Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So right here, 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 just like an overview here, since we pick up right here with Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 21 for this 31st sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. So the manna, the angel's bread right here from the Trinity, the triunity of the readings from the Torah, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, and the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant reading. Firstly, for mostly in HaTorah, the direction instruction, pick up the third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Wayikra, the Sefer, the cipher, Wayikra, and he called. Many are called, few choose. But here, Leviticus, I and I choice, right, to follow Yahweh, truth and life, and to grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ. We have Leviticus chapter 21, focus verses 1, right, Leviticus 21 to chapter 24. Verse 23, in the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, here we have Ezekiel, Ezekiel, chapter 44, focus verses 15 to verse 31. And in the third of the triunity, the trinity of readings right here, we have the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, the New Testament reading, the Hadith Kidan reading, First Peter, First Petro, chapter 2, focus verses 4 to 10. So here, just going through an overview right here on the After the Shabbat podcast right here for the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Seder, Sabbatical Studies, the 31st, Amor, which means to say. Sometimes translated as speak, but means to say, Amor, for Senbet Bileh in the Royal Amharic. So here, portion commentary right here for this 31st. Picking up with Leviticus chapter 21. In chapter 21, we have the set apartness, the holiness, the kedusha, right? Holiness, sanctification means being set apart. The set apartness of HaKohanim. Here in this 31st, we have specific instruction to HaKohanim, to the priest, to the priesthood. Specific instruction to the anointed ones. Let's note this as well here in HaTorah, when we speak of the priest, the high priest, Kohen Gadol, the high priest in the person of Aharon, or we speak about HaKohanim in the persons of the sons of Aaron. We are also speaking about the anointed ones in the camp. So in other words, we're speaking about the Hebrew Christ and the Christians in the true context. In other words, Moshe, right? Moshe here, in revealing what is revealed to us here, it gives the key of the Brit Chadasha, the key of the new covenant. So firstly, foremostly, this Torah reading and feeding is specifically speaking to HaKohanim. Now, among the Israelites, there are three classes. This is important to understand. Among the Israelites, there are three classes. And here's the pattern right here. We have from the outer to the innermost of the innocents, from the outer to the Holy of Holies. In the outer level, we have the rank and file Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Beta Israel, right? Then the next circle, as we get to the innermost, we have the Levites, the Lewim. And then at the heart of the matter in the Holy of Holies, we have in the center of the ciphers, the circle, we have HaKohanim. We have the priests, or let's say it like this, the anointed ones who equal the priest. The high priest in the new covenant sense is brought out as Moshiach, the Messiah, Yeshua. Yeshua becometh I and I high priest. So here, in order for us to discern whether this is truly true according to the word and the revelation, we have to get to the groundation. So here in the Torah, Leviticus chapter 21 picks up with the holiness, the set apartness of the priest. What comprises holiness? When people say, be holy, or they say, I'm holy, or this one is holy, or that one is holy, what does it really mean Hebraically? The Kedusha is a set apartment. So Torah reading and feeding here is directed to the one of the three classes of Yisrael, the ones at the heart of the holy place, at the heart of the camp, at the heart of the Bnei Yisrael, and that is the priest, the Kohanim. Then we have in chapter 22, we have the use, the direction, instructions, the Torah concerning the use of the set apart offerings, the holy offerings, the set apart offerings. What is the use of them? In chapter 22, picking up roughly around about verse 17, we have those offerings that are acceptable in Jehovah's sight. In chapter 23, we have the whole chapter is a very, very important chapter. It's a key chapter in going through Pesach. We had enough reference to the chapter so we can put in context, you know, what it is that we do and why we do what we do according to the covenant, being Torah observant and covenant keeping. So Leviticus chapter 23 speaks of the appointed festivals, the feasts, the appointed times, the appointments, the meetings are all summed up in the Hebraic term moed, which is a singular meeting, appointment, and then the moedim, which are the appointments, the feasts, the festivals, specifically the moedei Yahuwah, the feast, the festivals of Jehovah. Picking up in chapter 23 as well, we have the overview of the appointments. The appointments begin with the first of the appointments, Ha Shabbat, Ha, definite article, the Shabbat, the Sabbath. Then we have Pesach, we have unleavened bread. Get to verse 9 of chapter 23. We have the offering of first fruits. Now, first fruits, known as Bikurim, the significance of first fruits and the third day, right? That third day, we could say third day resurrection of HaMashiach, of the Messiah, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, on the third day, corresponding to the third of the feast, the festivals of Jehovah, namely the offering, the feast of first fruits of Bikurim that we have in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9. So when we speak about 3 days and three nights and the resurrection on the third day, which is the first day, the day after, right, the Shabbat on the morrow after the Shabbat. So when is the Shabbat? The Shabbat is the seventh day, corresponding in the Gregorian calendar with so-called Saturday. And therefore, the Bikurim, or the first fruits, the offering of first fruits, according to HaTorah, is to occur on that first day, the first day that is called by the Gentiles Sunday, but is known to the Hebrews and even here in HaTorah as the first day in some contexts, in other contexts as the eighth day. But we're speaking of the Yom HaRishon, the first day. So this is important, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9. And what Yeshua, what was fulfilled by the Messiah, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, in the first advent of HaMashiach, according to the prophecies in Enoch, we have the two comings of the Messiah, the first and the second. There's firstly and foremostly the Messiah, the son of the womb man, and the Messiah, right, the son of the womb man is also known as the Messiah of the parables. We see a clear fulfillment in and through Yeshua HaNotri, the son, Mariam, Kedis Mariam's son, right? Then we move forward right here, still in Leviticus chapter 23. It's a very, very crucial chapter to understand the pattern, the type, the sequence, but also how it gives us the key, right? The key, HaTorah, is the key to the Brit Hadasha, to the new covenant, the true new covenant, right, that we find in the New Testament. Going to verse 15 of Leviticus chapter 23, we get the reason for the season here in announcing that for this May, right, May 14th, is the third Shabbat, counting seven Shabbats complete, counting seven Shabbats from the resurrection, first fruit day, right? Speaking of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9, and through the new and the living way, that fulfillment in Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Here we are counting 2 sevens, 7 times 7, 49. And as the Torah says right here in Leviticus chapter 23, on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So we have 49 plus 1, bringing us to the 50th day after Bikurim, after first fruits. And in the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, in Acts of the Apostles, we have that there as what is called the Pentecost, or in the Koine Greek, Pentecoste, which basically means the 50th day, speaking of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15, the feast, the festival of weeks, known Hebraically as Shabuot. Shabua is a week or 7 days, a Shabua. All right, so we say like Yom, you know, HaRishon and Shabua Tov at the beginning. You know, after the Sabbath, it's customary to greet one another with like Shabua, the seven to come, Tov, Tawab, a good seven, like a good strong, a good seven, right? A good seven. So we have Shabuot, which is a Hebrew terminology for harvest, for weeks, for the festival known in the New Testament as Pentecost. So the Pentecost is just the 50th day, right, after Bikurim, right? But the Torah here calls it Shabuot, which is weeks, because we're commanded to count how many weeks, how many Sabbaths, how many Shabuas, Shabbats, seven Shabbats, the Hebrew name Shabuot. Modern Jews and Hebrews might enunciate as Shavuot, according to HaTorah, right, and the Afro-Asiatic pointing, Shabuot, the Shabuot, 7 times 7, 2 7 clash, picking up with 23:23. This is just an overview right here of this sabbatical study right here for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Amor, the 31st in the cycle, in the sequence right here. We have Leviticus 23:23, the feast, the festival of trumpets, the Yom Teruah, according to HaTorah, the Yom, the day Teruah, the day of the blast, right? Speaking of the blast of the trumpet, right, the day of the trumpet, the blast of the shofar, of the ram's horn. Now, this has become among the latter-day Yehudi, and even when we are looking in HaTorah and in the New Testament, this now becomes known as Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is head, Rosh, Ras, Rosh. The first day is known as Rishon, from the same root of the head, the Rosh, the Ras, the head day, the Rishon. Right, so here we have the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, corresponding to the feast, the festival of trumpets, the beginning of the civil, the Hebraic, the Israelitish, the Ethiopia, kingdom of God, the new year, corresponding to the festival, the feast of trumpets. Leviticus 23:23. Moving forward, Leviticus 23:26, we have the day of the atonement. So instead of saying atonement in the singular sense, to keep it true with the Hebrew says Yom Yawam HaKippurim. HaKippurim. It's not Yom Kippur. That's just a euphemism, right? That's like a euphemism, right? A euphemism used today. The difference, Yom Kippur means a day of a atonement. But according to HaTorah, in the Torah, in the Hebrew, it's Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements, that is to say, the day of the kafar, the day of the coverings, right? That ancient, we could say, Yisrael insurance policy. Yes, the day of atonement, the Israelites could say they were covered. But here in Leviticus 23:33, just going over the feasts and the festivals, the appointed times and the seasons right here, according to this 31st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Leviticus 23:33, we have what is known as the feast, the festival of booths. Now, in the English, there's various names. In the Hebrew, we call it the Chag HaSukkot, Chag, feast, Ha, the Sukkot. Sukkot.
translated as booths. All right, we have this in the scriptures in the translation, also called tabernacles. But mo better, right, with the Israelites of Ethiopia, so we can actually see that hidden empire and the Israelites of Ethiopia, and are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? We like to refer to Sukkot in translation as the feast, the festival of huts. But we can see those thatched huts, right, amongst the Israelites of Ethiopia, and thus Amos 9 and 7 is right.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And accurate. So here we have in Leviticus 23:33, the feast, the festival of booths. Leviticus chapter 24. This is a basic overview of what to take notes for. Right? In fact, we can use this right here, and ones, the disciples are highly encouraged to take notes. In fact, even remind I and I, iron sharpen iron. I got to get up on taking my notes more regularly just to, you know, it says he who cover up his sin or falling short is not going to prosper. I and I seek to prosper. So I got to admit to the Chaburim, after some years and years here in fellowship, and we have a couple of dozen notebooks, you know. And the great thing about taking notes is that John teaches I and I things that we would have never known, right, by the use of the pen, right? You know, the scribes, even Yeshua said that he will send forth his scribes. So we have a scribe so we can describe and see also what is prescribed in the script. So in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1, we have the lamps. We have the lamp, the lamp, the lamps here in referring to the menorah, right? Referring to the menorah. Another interesting aspect that the menorah, some items are brought out as heat, and some items are brought out as sheep. It's interesting, the light here is brought out as sheep, right? The menorah, the lamps. We have Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1, right? The lamp and the lamp, speaking of the menorah. Falsely, make a note, Chaburim, fellow disciples, make a note that in the KJV Bibles, you'll see this candlestick thing all over the place. Try to make some notes if you can, you know, if you are really a disciple, you know, make a note in the Bible, make a little marginal note, a circle, or underline, and just to remind the eye and whoever follows up in your script that, you know, you was aware of it, that it's not really candlesticks, candlestick, it's actually lampstand, because the lampstand is powered by oil, and oil also has a significance in the second of the two truths. Literally, you know what oil is, right? Even the olive oil. But in the secondary sense, oil is an allegory, Hebraically, according to the Hebrew science, of the spirit, the ruach. Think about it for a moment. The oil, right, it powers what? It powers the light. The spirit, the spirit, what does it power? The spirit powers the illumination. And here in the season, in counting the seven Shabbats complete, we are counting the seven Shabbats complete here in the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant sense, in that new and that living way, to the harvest in the new covenant sense in the upper room of Zion, which is the feast, the festival of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus in the upper room, the upper room of Zion. That's what is occurring right here in the season in New Covenant sense. Point of reference, Acts of the Apostles. So here we have three Sabbaths complete, and we have three complete, and we got four mo to go in this season right here. But pick up with Leviticus chapter 24. We have the lamp, the menorah. Leviticus chapter 24, roughly around about verse 5. We have the bread. How significant is bread? What is the lesson of bread? I brought forward a reasoning on the lesson of bread. Bread is such an interesting metaphor. It's a reality too. Bread, you know, give us this day. How does the Abino Sheba Shemaim, give us this day, our daily bread. So we have the bread for the tabernacle. The bread for HaMishkan, for the dwelling place, for the holy place. The foundation, the groundation must be in the holy place. So the bread for the tabernacle. Then we have Leviticus chapter 24, right, roughly around about verse 10, a very interesting narrative. Hopefully we might have time, whether now or in the first day service, the first day, a.k.a. the Sunday service at the 1 a.m. Iowa, to go into this one a little bit more. Leviticus 24 and 10, it speaks about the blasphemy, the insult of the Hashem. And in the text, we have the Hashem. What is Hashem? Hashem in Hebrew means the name. Ha, definite article, Shem. Hashem, the name. What is the name? The Yod, Hey, Wahey, the YHWH, Jehovah's name, right? But it was blasphemy. There's a blasphemer here. And an interesting comedic connection right here with the narrative we have in this Torah reading and feeding from Leviticus chapter 24, around about verse 10. The blasphemy, right? The blasphemy and its punishment. So here we find that there is a youth, right? A son of a Israelitish woman who had a Mitzri, right? An Egyptian, a Kemetic father, right? Who had blasphemed Hashem. We have the narrative here in Leviticus 24 and 10. Kemetic community, watch it. Hear this, right? So here, moving out of the first of the triunity, the trinity of readings, out of HaTorah and the overview, to the prophet's reading, the Haftarah reading, from Ezekiel, Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 15. And here we have a prophecy in Ezekiel concerning the Levitical priests. Now, Ezekiel is very, very interesting concerning the priests and the priesthood, but there's also the Israelite of Ethiopia connection right here, especially when we find the priests being referred to as the sons of Zadok. See, from that title, the sons of Zadok, right, would come the so-called Sadducees. Right? The Sadducees that we find in the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, they come from this sons of Zadok, right? And now Zadok, who was Zadok? Zadok, right, he was the father of Azarias. And who was Azarias? Azariah. He was the one along with, right, 12,000, 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, including the priesthood, the Levites, the firstborn sons, as well as the Ark of the Covenant. He is the one, according to the Kivra Neges and according to the ancient testimony, right, along with some other Levites that had thought to take the Ark of the Covenant with them as they went to establish that kingdom in the tops of the mountains, a.k.a. the Horn of David, the Horn of Africa, known as Tobia, called Ethiopia or the Kush land right here. So Azarias, the one who went with Menelik, Dawit II, and the 12,000, 1,000 firstborn sons from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, they brought the Ark of the Covenant, and Azariah, his father was Zadok. And here's what's interesting, that after the time period of Solomon, we see Zadok being mentioned, right, within the chronology of Israel in the Torah, in the scriptures, there is a strange silence that happens, right? So we have the testimony of the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, right, according to the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures. Also, we have the testimony in the mouth of Robenu Yeshua. Yahawashi also testifies to the Queen of the South. And then after that particular time period of Solomon and the Queen of the South, and according to the testimony of Kivra Neges, what's interesting in the Torah, in the scripture narrative, right, the Ketubim in the writings, the Ketubim, not Torah here, but the Ketubim, the writings, in what's called the Tanakh, or the Hebrew, we say Old Testament, it goes silent. There's a silence on Zadok. Zadok, this is the priest class of the time of Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Selamet. It goes quiet. And then when we get to Ezekiel, there are prophecies concerning a restoration of the true priesthood. So here we have the Israelites of Ethiopia connection right here, brothers and sisters. Take note, and hopefully we can expound a little bit more on this as well. So here, for this 31st sabbatical study, just an overview right here for this Shabbat, a more Sabbath, say to who? Say to HaKohanim. So here we're going over the instruction given to the high priest, the Messiah, and to the Messiahites, in other words, to the Hebrew Christ and to the Hebrew Christian.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Now there's a tune. Was it Jah Army that tune right there? Like a verse in there, a couple of verses in there. One of them was saying foundation in the holy place. I think it's this tune right here. A little segue before we pick up with more. We have today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 39. Very, very interesting psalm as it reflects this season, the reason for the season right here. Little Selah moment, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam.
DJ Rescue, I saw your body.
Good.
Hail of the King of Kings with grace. Give Jah all the thanks and praise. Jah is my fortune and my fame. Never sell out just to attain. Loyalty and I remain. I suggest you do the same.
One but several of the team of us are federal issue by the rest of general enemies and meet them funeral. We pick them individual cypher off them in a them visual Babylon time I reach a minimal. We conquer them subliminal. There is warfare in a physical and warfare in a spiritual. There is warfare in a digital and warfare in a chemical. Things of Babylon Marvel wanna make a check the rest of medical. Them think them food that gets me off guard up at the mineral.
Show your face in the place, God, man. Who's the real Pakistan? Them are no blessing, them is a curse from the mother womb. Don't try in a Jah army. A long time to shoot them warm me. Then a bag of life is warm me. But them could do harm me. Steve Marley don't come warn me. Chicago mill, back it calm me. So me move like a snake. She took me and the earth shake. They couldn't get this shit coming no fake. Them lock me in a jail. I talk about them not give me no meal. Me and my friend Joseph Weir, man, I swore to pound back and feel, man, can't feel. Overstyle, fresh mind, feed them style, steal. Them want me to think, but me ship just a seal. So the bush will glide over shark and wheel. Over evil, goodness must be feel. Come genuine, no matter with your fear, feel.
The book of the melanty, you can
sound prevail. Why, you know, she say, oh no, whole plan fail. Me in a Jah army, a long time the truth of them want me. Then I'm about to fly to swarm me. But I could do army, cause even money don't come on me. Shut on the bed, check it calmly. Well, what the reason? Stand up and turn up, perfectly shot. We only win one on Lion of Judah, conquering lion. Stand up on the wicked, them and show them who I am. Come and make them back, but make them know we have God. And if them have the snakes, make them know we have the rod. And if them have poison, we have antidote. In a dance hall, it's a soldier can't do. Come in as an army. You think I know the people, them want me. But some did run, come warn me. Say, take it calmly. You go down the boy, them ask for me. He's the government, he's the man.
We are soldiers.
Shomer Shabbat, yes I, keeping observing the Sabbath, the first of the appointment of appointments, Shomer Shabbat.
Uda shekol mi shuev et ha-Shabbat, en sapek zeu yom yuchad, mitzvah gdola ba-Shabbat diod besimcha, shabor v'tachor, ki mekor ha-bracha.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
שבת. מה זה תירגע?
Yes, the Isis, Shabbat Shalom, Shomer Shabbat, keeping, guarding, observing the Sabbath. Today's daily psalm.
Psalm.
The psalm for the Shabbat day, Psalm 92. Here, here, here.
Psalm 92, a chant for the congregation. Gratitude. 'Tis good to thank the mighty Jah, to chant thy name, O thou most high, I, to tell at morn thy love abroad, thy truth beneath the midnight sky, with ten-string lute and lyre so sweet, deep thoughtful chords, with harpings so sweet. For with thy work and high employ meet, thou cheerest me, Jehovah. I sing for joy. As flowering palm the just shall shew, as mountain cedar waving broad, set in Jehovah's own house they grow, in holiest precincts of I and I God. These in hoar age more fruit shall bear, forever glowing, green and fair, to shew how true Jehovah mine aid, how bright, how clear from evil shade.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
More fire beam. nation sing to me king. Bless the Sabbath day, as the Sabbath day is Saturday.
Here on this Torah reading and feeding, also in the name Amor. Amor is a command in Hebrew from Amar, Amar, and then we have Amara, like Amhara, but we have Amar, which means to say, right? And Amor is a command, like if you say to a man to like say something, say Amor, Amor. So this is what the key word here. But we also have Omar, the name Omar, and also we have Omri. Omri or Omri, right? These names there as well. Now, Omri has to do with the sheaf, like my sheaf, like a sheaf of wheat. Since right here is the counting of the sheaf, the counting of the Omer, the counting of the Omer, even the counting of the days and the counting of the seven Shabbats complete, the two sevens, and bringing us to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat right here. So I'd like to touch on the metaphysical connection and the Hebrew science of the words right there, Amor, say, seeing that here we have specific instruction that is to one of the three classes, or we say the three parts of the Hebrew oneness. We have the priests, then we have the Levites, and then we have the rank and file Israelites. But here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 39, today's daily psalm, Psalm 39. So let's rise up right here. Let's bring this forward. Promised land. Let's touch on the promised land rhythm. Right? Keep them talking. Psalm 39.
Psalm 39. Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing the fire burning. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more.
Another elegy, another Hebrew blues right here. The resemblance between this psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, and the preceding Psalm 38 is quite noticeable. A sufferer in his distress pleads with Elohim. The language is more restrained in today's daily psalm, and the thought is deeper. His pleading at times develops into a questioning. There's a questioning of the divine, the divine providence, the divine providence, provida, seeing beforehand, providing, the Jehovah Jireh sense, Yireh, Yireh, Yahweh Yireh. And what Abraham said when his son had asked him, you know, see, we have this, we have that, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham said to his son, he said that, Elohim Yireh. Then after everything was fulfilled, he raised up an altar and called it Yahuwah Jehovah Yireh. Yireh in the Hebrew means he will see to it. He will provide. So in today's daily psalm, Psalm 29, these more Lamedet, Lamedet, Psalm XXXIX, we have an elegy. An elegy is like a blues, a Hebrew blues here. And here, the sufferer, and in the language of the sufferer and the word, sound, and power of the pleading here, the beseeching, at times in today's daily psalm, it develops into a questioning of the divine provider providence.
One particular scholar had judged the psalm, the chant right here, to be, according to his assessment, indisputably the most beautiful of all elegies in the Psalter. So we have to define, okay, what's an elegy? Simply put, it's a Hebrew blues, right? As we once lost, now found over here, we have, you know, what they say, the Negro or the black blues. So we have Hebrew blues, ain't nothing new under the sun. In the Royal Amharic, this psalm is seen, Talak Exiavihir Tanash So. Talak, Talak, great Talak, big Talak, important Exiavihir, sustainer, Yahweh, Jehovah, the importance of the sustainer, Tanash, smallness, the small man, like the great Exiavihir, the great sustainer, small man. It was the greatness of the sustainer of the Almighty, and by comparison, the insignificance of man. So here, going to ride up right here before we get into more of the fuller fullness of this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong right here. Here we have the 31st sabbatical study, a more. So here, let's ride up with the Royal Amharic, at least they're here, the native speaker right here.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور 38 بقلف 39 لمزمران عليك آل إيدو تام يداويت مزمور باندبتين دال ستمن قدين تبقال حقياتين يابك تيبتك أو من جزي بافيلاي تبباكي يانور اللفال خزم متايتن السا اند دي داهون لبقون قوازن ما قسلين تادفت ልቤም በውስጤ ሞቀብኝ ከማሰብም የተነሳ እሳት ነደደ ባንደበቴም ተናገርኩ አቤቱ ፍጻሜን አስታውቀኝ የዘመኔ ቁጥሮች ምን ያህል እንደሆኑ እኔም ምን ያህል ወደ ኋላ እንደምቀር አውቅ ዘንድ እነሆ ዘመኖቼን አስረጅሃቸው አካሌም በፊትህ እንደ ኢምንት ነው ሕያው የሆነ ሰው ሁሉ በእውነት ከንቱ ብቻ ነው በከንቱ ይታወካል እንጂ በእውነት ሰው እንደ ጥላ ይመላለሳል ያከማቻል የሚሰበስብለትንም አያውቅ አሁንስ ተስፋዬ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር አይደለምን ትዕግሥቴም ካንተ ዘንድ ነው ከኃጢአቴ ሁሉ አድነኝ ለሰነፎችም ስድብ አታድርግ አንተ ሰርተኸኛልና ዝም አሉ አፌንም አልከፈት መቅሰፍትህን ከኔ አርቅ ከእጅህ ብርታት የተነሳ አልቅያለሁ በተግሳጽህ ስለ ኃጢአቱ ሰውን ዘለፍኸው ነፍሱም እንደ ሸረሪት ድር ታልቃለች በእውነት ሰው ሁሉ ከንቱ ነው አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ ጩኸቴንም አድምጥ ልቅሶዬንም ቸል አትበል እኔ በምድር ላይ መጻተኛ ነኝና እንደ አባቶቼም እንግዳ ነኝ ወደማልመለስበት ሳልሄድ አርፍ ዘንድ ተወኝ
Psalm 39 I said I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing the fire burn. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah, 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 Selah.
So here today's daily psalm. Here we have Psalm 39, an elegy or Hebrew blues right here. Some key themes that need to be noted. Is silence under suffering. All right, some people say, and I've heard it said, that sometimes silence is the strongest form of speech. Is silence under suffering, under sufferation. Also in today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, Mizmor Lamedet, we have the psalmist and I asking for self-knowledge, for self-gnosis, self-da'at. Self-knowledge, know thyself. We also have in today's daily psalm verses like 7 to 11, we have his prayer. We have the prayer for relief of the situation. And then sealing up verses 12 and 13, there's the final plea. And the final verse is a very interesting verse, how it's taken, how it's translated, how it's interpreted. Take note. Also in today's daily psalm, we have the theme of the tongue, the mouth, what is said. Even from the first couple of verses, I said, I did what? I said. So we have in the Hebrew, we're going to write the world in heart, but just here to give a context, we have amarti. So this Torah reading, feeding Amor is the command to say, telling someone, a male particularly, to say this or say that. Here we have amarti, right? The amarti. I had already said. Amarti eshmera derakai. I said, I will take heed to my ways. Eshmera from shamar. I will guard, I will keep, I will observe, right? Hedge about. Eshmera, shamar, the root. Eshmera, I myself will take heed, will guard, will protect derakai, my ways. Why? That I sin not, that I don't uck up with my tongue, that I sin not. May chito be lishon, remember the lashon hara? The evil tongue, evil speech, even the previous Torah readings and feeding for the Tazaria. Then we had the Mitzora, the leper, one skin disease. And one of the main themes right there was concerning evil speech and the improper use of the. So here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, we have the opening verse. I made a declaration. I said, amarti, I amar, say. I said, amarti. I said how? I said within my heart, within my mind. That is to say, I determined. I said, I will take heed to my ways. Amarti eshmera derakai. That I sin not, that I don't uck up with my tongue. May chito from the chata. Missing the mark, falling short. Be in by way of lishoni. By way of my lashon, my tongue, I will keep a curb, a muzzle, a bridle. I will keep a curb. Eshemira. Again, we have the shamar, the shomer. We say shomer, shabbat, right? A keeper of the Sabbath, one who observes the Sabbath, to observe, to guard. Eshemira. I will keep, I will observe. Lefi. For my fee, for my mouth, my fee, lefi, eshmera lefi, I will guard, I will observe for my mouth, machson, a curb, a machson, a bridle. I will take heed to my ways, derakai, I will keep a strict watch, shamar, shomer. I'll keep a strict watch, keeping, hedging about over my emotions, over my emotion. Take heed, keep, guard, hedge my way, my ways. For what purpose? So I don't uck up. From ucking up, may, from chito, chito. From the sin, from sinning, from ucking up, be lashoni, with my tongue. I will keep a curb, a muzzle, machsom, the machsom, lefi, lefi, for my feet, for my mouth. While the wicked, the rasha, right, the od rasha, le negdi, while the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, the defiant one, le negdi, is before me, is opposite to me, is face to face. So what do we have here? Just the opening verse right here, here, here. Sin not with my tongue. Don't miss the mark with your tongue. By railing, by railing at Hailahim, at the power, at Ha'el, at the Almighty, for, from the perspective of the psalm right here, for Jehovah's apparent injustice. It appears that there is some injustice from the psalmist and from I and I in this chant right here in Psalm 39. By railing against Jah for what it seems, right? Not everything that it seems, but many times we see how things seem and we take what seems to be like fear, false evidence appearing real. So here from the psalmist and I and I perspective in today's daily psalm, not sinning with my tongue, saying the wrong thing. Right, by railing at Jah for what it seems to be that there's an apparent injustice when the psalmist and even I and I contrast I and I faith. We contrast I and I faith with that of the wicked. When we see how things are for the ratchet, the evildoers, it makes people wonder whether Ain Elohim, whether there's no Elohim, there's no justice. In a similar way, Job, in Job chapter 2, verse 10, it says that Job, Eob, sinned not. He did not uck up with his lips, even through his trials and tribulations. It was easy for one to say, like, forget this God thing. Forget Elohim. Look what I'm going through right here. I see the wicked are prospering. I'm doing all the right things, but the wicked just keep getting away, 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 right, and all my good things, you know. And this is a situation that many people even have today, right? But the psalm here, the chant, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, right? Keeping that muzzle, the curb. That muzzle, the machsom, is like an animal bridle. Now, did he literally put an animal bridle on his mouth? No, but it's the same way one would bridle an animal or even bridle a prisoner. Right? Or even just put your hand over your mouth, right? The harpocratus, right? Harpocratus from ancient Egypt, the little boy right there with his finger over his lip, right? Some things we should say and some things we shouldn't say, but even moreover, there is a time and a season, right? A word fitly, as the Torah, as the scripture says, even in Proverbs, like a word fitly. A word rightly spoken, right? A word spoken at the right time. The psalmist here says, well, I'm going to guard myself while the wicked is before me. Now, how do we take that right there, while the wicked is before me? We could take it in the first of the two truths when we see or recognize a wicked people, wicked person, a wicked situation. We say, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't speak right now, right here. Just observe, just guard, eshmera lefi. I should just guard my mouth, eshmera derakai. I should just guard my way, the way I go about it, eshmera lefi. I should guard my mouth, machson, put a muzzle upon my mouth, the od rasha, the od wild rasha, while the defiant ones, whether they are the defiant ones, the rishaim of the nations, or whether they are the defiant Israelites. Like in the Passover Seder, there's four kind of children, and one of the children is called Rasha. Now, Rasha elsewhere would be translated in the English as wicked, but Rasha actually has the meaning of defiant, the defiant, you know, those who are Israelites, but they don't feel quite like Israelites, in those proper rites and rituals. They don't keep those things. They don't guard those things. So that can apply, right, both to proverbially speaking Jew and Gentile, right? As I and I Rastafari say, non-partial, right? You know, black or white, non-partial. Be'od Rasha, while the Rasha, l'negadi, right, is l'negadi, is before I, is opposite to I, is like face to face. While the wicked is before me, while they are still in his presence, in his face, in his perception, lest his words and I and my words spoken in their hearing be an offense to Elohim. In other words, if you spoke those words to Elohim Ha'av, to Elohim the Father, you know, heart to heart, it might not be that bad, even if it's a questioning. But if you spoke that in front of the heathen or the rasha, the wicked, the ratchet, that might be an offense. It's almost like this. A friend of mine insults me publicly, and my friend comes to me privately and apologizes. Is that good? It's a start, but it's not fulfilled. There's not shalom. There's not shalem. The one did not, you know, make peace. I'm not made whole again. No, you insulted me in front of people. You apologize in front of people. What it's like right here is like if someone said, even a friend of yours said something to you privately, you know, one-on-one, you'd be like, you know, you go back and forth. It's not bad. But now if they say that in the presence of other people, you know, your main thing might be like, yo, you know, I know we talk like that, but why did you say this in front of you insulted me in front of those people? Our relationship is our relationship. So this is also what is coming out here, even in the first so-called proper verse of today's daily psalm. Just on the point about the tongue, just to emphasize the tongue, word, sound, and power, let's go to James, to Jacob. Let's go to Jacob for a moment, right? Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob has this whole chapter right here, where he speaks about the tongue. In James chapter 3, right, James chapter 3, some very good words of wisdom concerning the tongue and the use of the tongue. One verse we're going to zoom into right here. Let's just go to first four. This whole chapter is fire because the tongue is a fire. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that I will receive the greater condemnation. To whom more is given, more is required. So be not many masters. Master of what you're master of, but don't try to be many masters or masters of many. Here in chapter 3 of Yaakov James, we have the principle that a true faith, right? A true faith, you know, faith without works is dead. So a true faith, so there's a faith and then there's the working it out. A true faith will control or at least manage. We prefer the word manage, right? Because John made man, Elohim made man in his image. After like the male and female, he created them. So it's applicable to male and female, right? A true faith will manage, right? Will manage the tongue. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. Enough things we are able to offend all, cause all to feel scandalized. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. It's an interesting principle. We know that, you know, very few ones are perfect. You know, if you say no one is perfect, I don't know. Do you know everyone? Do you know everyone to say no one's perfect? But what we do know is that many of us are not perfect. But then John says to I and I through Moshiach to be perfect as Elohim Ha'ab is perfect. Remember in the teaching on the mitzvah, the leper, the previous Torah reading and feeding, where it was brought out that image. What is the image? He was created in his image after his likeness. One of the key links of the image and likenesses is the faculty of speech, as well as the logos, the logic, the faculty of reason and speech. This is truly the closest that we can find in manifestation to the image of God in man. Reason, the logos, logic, and the ability to speak. Word, sound, power. So here in James chapter 3, verse 2, it says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, The same is a perfect man. If any of I and I is able to go through this life in liberty and not offend in word, guess what? I and I is perfect. All right? Thus we see how man has fallen from the true image and likeness that he was created in. Let me bring this up right here. We want to get what the Hebrew word right here, you know, a perfect, perfect man. We just want to get this word right here. It might be the Tom, like in Tommy. We have right here, let's just bring this out, brothers and sisters. Hold on for a moment. Bringing up the Hebrew correspondence of this. Kia Kulanu, Nika Shalim, Harbe, Waasher Loa, Ye Kashel, De, Deborah, Hu, Aisha Tamim. There we go. Who, he, Ish, man. Not Ish. That's a different pointing. Ish Tamim, a man Tamim, a man perfect. Did you know the offerings have to be Tamim? It's a perfect without blemish. What does that mean, Chaberim? Well, if Elohim created these animals, right, the animal, we know what the animal has according to its creation. It should not have anything more or it should not have anything less. It should be the way that he created it. Therefore, if one is offering an offering, which is basically a substitutional, you know, a like-for-like principle, one should offer something that is not damaged, that's perfect. So here we have the Ishtami, a perfect man with Yakol Lashon, and he is able, the tongue, Resen Likol Gufo. It says here from KJV, if any man offend not in word, the same, he is a Ishtamim. He is a Tamim is the plural. We have Noah being called perfect in his generations, Tom, and we have Jacob being called plain. He was a plain man in the KJV. In the Hebrew, he was Tom. Tom means perfect, whole, complete. You know, the same is a perfect man and able also. He is able. He has the ability with Yaakov, able also, right, to bridle. He is able also to bridle, right, with Yaakov, Lashom, he is able to bridle the whole body. So, according to what's being taught here, just based on the principle and based on the Hebrew science here, therefore, if one offend not in word, right, they are a perfect man. And being a perfect man is able to bridle the whole body. No wonder we have those who are the spiritual ones, the mystic ones, even Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach walking on water, right? Because one is able to walk on water, if you understand the elements, the human elements, the creation elements, you know that in every solid thing there is actually empty space, right? That means that one will be able to bridle the whole body, right, and walk on water. You know, we take it now because we're so fallen, it seems so amazing, but it goes right back to the very first principle, word, sound, and power. Behold, verse 3, James 3:3, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole bodies. You see the connection here between what James is saying, Yaakov, Jacob, is saying in James chapter 3, Yaakov, the first bishop of the church at Jerusalem, and what we have in today's daily psalm in the first verse, David's declaration concerning the mouth, the tongue, putting a curb, a bridle on his mouth. Behold, right? Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, the ships, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor, whoever's governing, you know, the ship, listeth, willeth. So think about that. We have the horses, right, and bridles are put in their mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their bodies, right? The horse's body go this direction, that direction. Same thing, the example here with the ships. It's a big, big, big ship, but it's a little helm. Right? It's a little steering wheel, so to speak. Our steering wheel is our tongue. verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member. It's little, tinish. Again, talakno, right? It's small, but talua. And boasteth great things. Tongue boasteth great things. Go ask Rahab. You know who Rahab is? Right? That's our Hebrew name for Mitzrayim, the boaster. Oh, she's a boaster, right? And boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. What? How great a matter a little fire. What's that little fire? The tongue. Verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, a world of perversity, perversion. The tongue. How we misuse the tongue in this fall. So is the tongue among our members, among all the other members. That's what this psalm actually brings out, especially in the Midrash, that it defileth the whole body. Wait, hold on for a moment. Is James or Yaiko, are you saying that the tongue is what defiles the whole body? I thought dirt makes you dirty, but the tongue, it defileth, right? It defileth the whole body and setteth on fire. The course of nature, the course of the natures of nature, the elementals, and it is set on fire of hell. All right, it has right here hell. Of course, we need to get the true context of what is speaking of hell. Is it the Gehinnom hell, or is it the Sheol? Is it the Sheol hell? Right here. Let's just go over here. But we're just looking at the English right here. We'll return to that, right? Verse 7, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpent and of things in the sea is tame. Get this. Man is able to exert and exercise a part of that original baraka blessing is that he is able to tame every kind, right, of animal. Every kind of creature is tame and have been tamed of mankind. None of every man, but we find men in every people in every nation, right? Verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. Now, people just throw up their hands, right? Well, we can't tame. What can we do about it? No man coming from manness, right? Man apart from Elohim. No man apart from the Ivine. This is what it means. Can tame it, right? It is an unruly, right? Unruly evil. Full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we Elohim, Baruch Atah, Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. We bless Elohim, even the Father, Elohim Ha'av. And therewith, the same tongue, curse we men who are made after the similitude of Elohim. Out of the same mouth proceedeth Baraka and Kalala, blessing and cursing. My blessing, increase and trivializing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Can a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Either a fountain yields one kind of water or the other kind, not both. Who is a wise man? Who's a hakam? Who has chokmah, wisdom, right? The Hebrew Sophia, and endued with da'at, knowledge among you. Let him show and prove out of a good conversation, halakha, walk, as they walk it out, behavior, his works with meekness of chokmah, of wisdom. But if y'all have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, in your minds, glory not. And lie not against ha-emet, against the emet, against the truth. This kind of chokmah, that kind of wisdom, this kind of wisdom, that envious kind, descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. People talk about, oh, the serpent in the garden gave humanity wisdom. What kind of wisdom gave it? This kind of wisdom, that which didn't descend from above, the earthly kind, the sensual kind, the devilish kind. For where envying and strife, we get it manifest with Cain killing Abel. And there is confusion. Babylon comes up. And every evil walk. But here's a true wisdom, the wisdom even HaTorah. But the wisdom, the chokmah that is from above, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and here in the time, the season, counting the growth, the harvest, the Omer to Pentecoste, the fruit, the good fruits, the fruit of the Spirit, good fruits, without partiality, non-partial, I and I say, and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, in shalom, of them that make shalom, and peace of those who make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. So here, when Dawid says what he says, I keep a curb upon my mouth, the verse means I shall keep silence, right, and not occupy myself with idle words, only with the words of HaTorah. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, Psalm 15 and 4. Tree of life means HaTorah. Here, as we're counting the Omer to the upper room of Zion, the feast of the Holy Spirit.
The upper room.
Here. Let's ride up right here, brothers and sisters. After this, get into this Torah reading and feeding. The connection is here. Say, Aol. Amen. Yes. Okay, here. A little technical. Let's bring this up over here. Got to refresh one of the laptops right here. Here it comes.
Salam to Tena Yist Erling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkeh Tzedek, Melchizedek, Malkeh Tzedek, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm. Salam to Tena Yist Erling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkeh Tzedek, Melchizedek, Malkeh Tzedek. Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm, Mezmure Dawit Selassa Zetain. Psalm 39. Today's daily psalm, Mezmur Selassa Zetain. Today's daily psalm. And it's themed here we're going to compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, alongside the King James version, the KJV. So here we have today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, Melchizedek. We have Talag et Geziavihar, Tanash So, Talag, great, important et Geziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Ab, Father, Tanash, small, So, man, Tanash So, small, man, the greatness, Talag, importance, the greatness of Ekezi Avihar, of the sustainer, the greatness of the sustainer, the great sustainer, Tanash, small, so, small man, the littleness of man, the bigness, the greatness in that sense, the importance, Talak, Ekezi Avihar, Tanash, so. Theme of today's daily psalm. So here, make me ride up. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralen, we begin. Beginning with the superscription right here. To the chief musician. Le mezemran, the musicians, aleka, the chief. Le mezemran aleka, to the chief musician, le edotam, even to jedutun. Here we have edotam, jedutun. Dawid of David mezmor. Hear the Amharic construction. Dawid mezmor, corresponding with the g's. Mezmoreh, the Psalm of Dawid, of David. So here, make I now ride up with today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, we have Mezmoreh, Dawid, Selassa, Zetain, Psalm 39, Kuter'an, verse 1. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked, while the ratchet is before me, is before I. Be andevete, andevet, andevet style of speech, andevete, my style of speech, be andevete, and I'll sit, that I err not, that I don't make a mistake, that I sin not in the sense that I err not with my style of speech. Be andevete, and I'll sit, that I err not with my style of speech. Men gedein it avkalo. Men gedei, men ged, way. Men gedei, my way. Men gedein it avkalo. I will keep my way so that I err not with my style of speech, with my andevete. Here, the sense of with my tongue, my vernacular, my style of speech. Andevete and alisitam and gedein it avkalo. Chat yatenya befite betek awamen gizeh. Chat yatenya, the sin of the aka befite, in my perception, in my face, in my presence, in the sense of before I, betek awamen gizeh, betek awamen, tek awamen, the one who opposes I, betek awamen gizeh, in the time when the chat yatenya, when the sin of the aka in my face opposes I, be afe lai. Afe, af, mouth, afe, my mouth, the afe lie upon my mouth, tabaki, 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 a keeper, a guard, tabaki, anoralo, 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 I will set a guard upon my mouth when the chat yatenya is in opposition in my face before I opposes I. While the wicked is before I, while the sinner is in my face opposing I, in the time I will set a guard, a guardian, a keeper upon my mouth. Alhu, alu, alhu. I have said, "Bandevete and alsita men gedein et avkalu." Chat yatenya befite betek awamen gize baafelait avaki anoralu alu. Kuter hulet. Verse 2. Kazimta yet nesa and dida honhu, lebe go in qua zimalu, kuslema tadesabing. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Kazimta yet nesa, zimta, silence, being silent, zim. Kazimta yet nesa, due to being silent. Due to silence, in the dida, being dumb, honhu, I became dida, as one that could not speak. I could hear, I wasn't deaf, right? I wasn't blind, I could see, but I became as one that could not speak due to silence, with silence, with silence. Kazimta yetanesa, in the dida, honhu, I became lebego in qua, lebego, bego, for good. For good, for that which is charitable, le bego in qua, zimalu, zimalhu, zimalu. I became silent, even for good, zim, zimalu. I said zim, I said zim, I was silent, le bego in qua, zimalu. Kuslem tades sabin, kusle, kusle, my wound, kuslem, and my wound, tades sabin, it was renewed, and my wound was made new. Instead of healing, it became a new wound. Because I was done with silence, I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Kuter sos, verse 3. Libem bewuste mokavim. Ka masabem yetnesai satneddede. Bandebete mantenagarhu. My heart was hot within me, within I. Libem. Libe, 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 my heart, libem, and my heart, libem, bewuste, bewuste, wuste, bewuste, and I, within I, mokavim, became hot against I, and my heart within I became heated, became hot, mokavim, against I. Ka masabem yetenesai sataneddede. Kamasabim, and due to from my thinking, due to my thinking, and due to my thinking, kamasabim yetanesa, while I was musing, while I was reckoning, mind, considering and reckoning all this ka masabim yetanesa isat neddede isat faya isat neddede. The fire burnt. The fire was a kindle. Was kindled. The fire was kindled. It sat in nedede. Beandevetem at nagarhu. Beandevetem. Andevet. Andevet style of speech. Tongue style of speech. Beandevetem. In my style of speech. And in my style of speech. Tenagarhu. Tenagarhu. I spoke. I spake, then spake I with my tongue, then spake I with my style of speech. Vandavatim tenagarhu abetu fitzamein astawak ein yezamenea kutrocha min yahilinda honhu ine minna yahilinda khalan de mikara awuk zend kutar arat. Verse 4. Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, fitzamein astawak ein. Make me, make I to know, to become cognizant, to know, fitzameye, my perfection, my fullness. King James Version says right here, make me to know mine end, fitzame, that which is fulfilled. It can be in the sense of an end, but it's really the same word for being fulfilled. Fitzameye, my fulfillment, my perfection, fitzameyein, astaukain, cause I to know. Yeah, zemene kut rocha min yahilinda honhu, the measure and the measure of mine days. Yeah, zemene, zemen is like the adis zemen of negus neges, the new age, my age, my season. Yeah, zemene kut roch, the number of my season. The number, the counting of my season. Min yahil. Min. What? Min. What? Yahil. What? You know, what it is. What much? How much? In the honhu. How much it be? How much they be? What be the kutroch? The accounting. The measure of my days. Inne. Inne. I self. Inne. Min yahil. How much? Min. Yahilla. Wodechwalla. To the end, or to the afterward, wadakhwala, what it is, KJV says, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. The Royal Amharic here says, inne min yahilla wadakhwala in the mikr awuk zen, so that I know awuk zen in the mikr, how much is left, how much remains, wadakhwala, towards the end, that I might know how much remains towards the end. It's a very interesting construction in the HSV in Negus Neges Metzav Kedus. Here we add Kuter Amis, verse 5. Ineho zemenochena asa rejahacho akalema befitehe inda imintano hiyawa yahone sohulu abeune tekentu vichano. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. I verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Here, Kutar Amis, ineho, behold, ineho. Look, here it is, ineho, zemenochen, asarejahacho, zemenochen. My seasons, asarejahacho, you cause them to age, my seasons to age. Akalem, befitehe, inda imintino. And my body, my akale, my body, like my hypostatic body, akale, befitehe, before the eye's presence, in the imint, as nothing. And mine age, here we have KJV says, mine age, here we have the word for the hypostatic body, the akal, or the person, my person, my body, akale, befitehe, in the imintino, hiyawa yahone sohulu, bauneta kentu bichano. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Hiyao, living. Hiyao Yahona, the one who be so, the man who be living. Hulu, all the man who be living. Hiyao Yahona, so hulu, baunet, in truth, verily, for real, in the objective reality. Baunet, kentu, vanity. Good for nothingness, here today, gone tomorrow. Kentu, kentu, vain. Bichano is only vanity. In truth is only vain. Bauneta kentu bichano. Kutar sidis, verse 6. Bekentu yitawa kalinji. Bauneta so and ala yimelal lesal. Yakamachala yamiya sabisubletinima yaukim. Surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Bekentu yitawakalinji. Bauneta so and ala yimelal lesal. In vain, yitawakal inji. However, in vain, they are troubled. Yitawakal, they are agitated for vanity, for vainness. They can too, yitawakal inji. Baunet, in truth, so in the Allah, in the Allah, yimelalisal. Man goeth about as a shadow. Surely they are disquieted in vain. They can too, yitawakal inji. Baunet, so in the Allah, yimelalisal. Ya kamachala yamiya sabesubletinima yaukim. He heapeth up riches. Ya kamachal, ya kamachal. He heapeth up. He heapeth up. The word riches is not there overtly, but this is what's implied. He gathers. He heaps up. Ya kamachal yamiya sabesubletinim and gathers. He heaps up and he gathers. Ya kamachal yamiya sabesubletinim ayaukim. And he knoweth not. He does not know. Ayaukim. Ayaukim. He does not know. He heaps up, but he does not know who shall gather them. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Ahunis tesaye manno, exiavi herai deliminin, tigiste ma antezenno. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Now here's interesting, here's a little compare and contrast here. In the Amharic, we have some words that are not found in the KJV, but these words are also found in the Septuagint, right, reflecting, and now, what of my endurance? Is it not in He who be, we be, the divine majesty, in Ekizia Viher, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Father? Even my support from you is... bringing out this sense right here of the Royal Amharic in the Metz Hav Kedus. Ahunis tesvaye manno. Ahunis tesvaye manno. Ahunis, and now tesvaye, my hope, my expectation. Manno, manno, who is? And now who is my hope, my expectation? Egeziavihar aideliminin, aideliminin, aideliminin. Is it not a gaziyahir? Is it not the sustainer? Is it not the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father? To igistem, kantezendno. Now, here the Septuagint has, my support is in the eye. Here we have to igist, to igistem, to igiste, my patience, to igistem, and my patience, kantezendno, is in the eye, is with the eye, is through, is in and through and with the eye, to igistem, kantezendno. This is the part here where in the verse 7 in KJV is not found, but we have this in the Septuagint and here in the Metz Hav Kedus of Garmawi Negusineges, Kuter Semint, verse 8. Kachat yate hulu adnein, lesson of ochima sidiba tadurgen. Deliver I from all my transgressions. Kachat yate hulu adnein. Ka from chat yate, chat yate, kachat yate hulu all adnein. Deliver I from all my chat yat, my sin, my lack, my missing the mark, my uggery. Lesanafochim, and for fools, lesanafochim, sidib, atadurgain, make I not the reproach of the senafoch. Lesanafochim, sidib, atadurgain, kutel zetain. Verse 9. Ante sartehnyalina zim alhu, afe nim ala kafetahum. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou, the I, didst it. Ante, speaking to he who be who he be, male. Ante, sartehnyalina, for the I has made it. The eye has worked it. Ante sarta hinyalna. The eye has worked eye. Sartahin alina, ante sartahinyalina. Not only because thou didst it in the royal heart, thou didst I, the I, male, worked I. Ante sartahinyalina, zim, silent, zim, alhu. I said zim, I was silent, I was dumb. I was silent. Zim alhu. Afe nim and my af. Afe, my mouth. Afe nim and my mouth. Al kafetahum. I open not my mouth. Utar asr. Verse 10. Mek sefetahinna kane ark. Kajjih bertata yetanessa. Allah alhun. Remove thy stroke away from me, away from I. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. Mek sefet tehinna ka'ene ark. Mek sefet. Thy plague, thy stroke, my chastisement. Mek sefet tehin ka'ene from I ark. Cause it to be far. Cause thy stroke, thy chastisement, thy like plague to be far from I. Remove it far from I. Make sefetahin kaine ark ka ijih bertata yetnesa alhunna. I am consumed alke halahunna. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. Ka ijih. Hand, ijih, the eye, speaking to he who be who he be, the eye, male, hand, ka, ijih, bertat, the vigorousness, bertat, yet nesa, due to the vigorousness of thine hand, alke alhunna, I am consumed, kutra asara, and, verse 11. Betegsat ih, silechat yatu, sowina, zalefaho. Nafsuma in the Shararita Dira Talak Alech Baunet Sohulu Kantuno. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Betegazat Ihsilechat Yatu Sowina Zalefaho. Zalefaho. Betegazat Ih. Tegzas, rebuke. Tegzas, eh. Betegzas, eh. In the eyes, rebuke. Betegzas, eh. Sile. Because chat yatu, his uckery, his sin, his lack. Because his lacks, by your rebuke, because of his lack, his sin, his uckery. So when man, zalefho, thou correcting him. Betegzas, eh. By rebukes elachat yatu, because of his sin, his lack, his akri, so wins alefaho, nefsum, and his soul, nefsu, his soul, nefsum, and his soul, in the shararita dirra talak alech. Now make us his beauty. His beauty here says his soul. We have nefsum, his soul, nefsum in the shararita dir, as a spider's web in the shararita dir, in the shararita dir talak alech, causing her to fade, to be consumed away. KJV says, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth, more better his soul to consume away as like a spider's web. Ba'onet so hulu kentuno. Ba'onet, in truth, for real, in reality, in the objective reality, in truth. Ba'onet so hulu kentuno. Surely, in truth. Ba'onet, every man so hulu kentuno is vain, is vanity. Selah. Pause. Uter asra hulet abetu salotena sma chuhetene madimit ልክሶየነ መቸላተ በለኝ አይኔ በምድር ላይ አመጻተኛ ነኝና እንደ አባቶችም እንግዳ ነኝና Hear my prayer, O Lord, Abetu. Abetu, Abetu, my father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu. Selotena Sema. Hear my prayers, Selote, my prayers, Selotena Sema. Selotain Sema, Chuhete Nemadimit. And give ear, pay attention to Chuhete, Chuhete, my cry, my shout, my jaw. Pay attention, Chuhete Nemadimit. Lik Soye Nemachelata Belen. Hold not thy peace at my tears. Lik Soye, my tears. Lik soye, my weeping. Here we have the sense of my weeping. Lik soye nim. And my weeping. Lik soye nim. Chel atabelein. Chel atabelein. Chel, do not regard lightly as nothing. Do not say chel to it. Do not regard it lightly. You know, as nothing. Inne, I myself. I, inne, inne. The midr lie upon the earth, upon the midr lie. Metzatenya nena, metzatenya. Am a sojourner, metzatenya nena. For I am a sojourner, the midr lie. Inne, the midr lie, metzatenya nena. For I am a stranger, KJV says, with the I. Here we have, for I'm a stranger with the eye. Well, here the order is reversed, and the KJV says, for I'm a stranger with the eye and a sojourner as all my fathers were. In the Metzav Kedus, here we have, Inne b'midr lai metzatenya nina. Here it says, I upon the earth, right? Upon the earth is a like a sojourner. In that sense, the sojourner, metzatenya, metzatenya, like a pilgrim, a sojourner, metzatenya nina. In the abatochim, Inda, like Abatochim, like the fathers. And it says my fathers, like the fathers, like the ancient patriarchs. Inda Abatochim, Ingida, like a guest or in the sense of a stranger. Depends on if you look at the g'ez of it. Now the Ingida is like a guest, as a guest in that sense, in a more ancient g'ez sense. It can be brought out as stranger. Inda Abatochim, Ingida, Ningna. Inda, like the Abatoch. Like the fathers, righteous, the patriarchs, and Abatochim, and like the patriarchs, in Gida, I'm a guest, I'm a stranger, for I'm a stranger as the patriarchs. Kutar Asra Sost, verse 13. Wada mala meles, melesbeta salahid, arf zen tawing. O spear me, spear I, that I may recover strength. Before I go hence from here and be no more. Oda mala malesabeta salhet. Oda mala malesabet. Towards that which I do not return in. Oda mala malesabeta salhet. Before, while I go not, to that which I return not in. Arf, arf rest, arf zen. So that I rest, arf zen, taweng, taweng. Spare I, but more directly, leave I. Oda mala malesabeta salhid, arf zen, taweng, 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 taweng,
taweng, taweng, taweng. Yes, a little quick update right there. That was in the audio where I corrected. There was one error when I said Abatoche. It's actually as my fathers, my patriarchs. Just to update that right there, you could say nay, but otherwise, we're going through it verse by verse. Yes, I, right and accurate. The last verse right there is interesting. It's kind of like a blues in a sense. It's sometimes people have kind of a dark cloud over that, but when we recognize that when his face is upon Ionites in his presence, he's basically saying, don't, you know, like we say to somebody, don't keep looking at me for a moment. When you look at me, it's like it's just harder for me. If that's the sense right there, we're going to write over more of that right there. Here. We're like at the 90-second mark right here before we write up this 31st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. A more directly here, speaking to the priests. Here, we're getting the direct instruction. To the priest, 60 seconds, y'all. Yes, I rise apart. Shabbat. Shalom. Hold the rest.
New York, Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it. Say yes, I want to hear it.
Shalom, hold a rest. Yes, here, right now,
Adonai.
Welcome first, the Braka, the blessing for the reading of our Torah, right here. Shema'ah, hear it.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Adonai.
A little something here on Torah before we ride out with the Aliyot here for this study, first sabbatical right here. Here we'll also have counted three of the seven Shabbats complete as we trod on with an upward counting the growth to the feast, the festival of harvest, the festival of the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irit, and the upper room of Zion. But here with today's daily psalm, as I was trying to just briefly explain, where it says it says, turn away from me, like leave me, in that sense at the end of the psalm right here. It's like, you know, when someone is looking at you, you know, and their eyes upon you, you know, like they turn away from me so I may recover strength. Here on the Torah. Connection to Torah. There we go. So today's daily psalm, we didn't have an opportunity just here to get into the Midrash, but just this is resonating that we went over it, we prepared it, but here we're going to ride up with this Torah 31st sabbatical, Leviticus chapter 21. But here, another comment on today's daily psalm, which is like for the leader, for Jeduthun, right? Now, Jeduthun here in the reasonment from the sages, as we have in the superscription of Psalm 39, it refers to the profession of judges, Yedutun, the profession of judges and their judgment. Therefore, in the psalm, the chant, it continues, it says, like, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue, so as not to pervert judgment, to pervert the course of judgment and justice. And there's another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, namely Psalm 119, Chaburim, verse 23, 119:23, it says, even though princes, celerasses, princes sit and talk against me, thy servant, I and I, doth meditate thy statutes. So even though princes may sit and talk against I and I, as the Most High servant, what do? We meditate upon his statutes. I will keep a curb upon my mouth, a muzzle. Today's psalm here, Psalm 39, is there such a thing as a machsom, a muzzle, a curb, for a man's mouth? I mean, do we have anything like that? You know, a muzzle for an animal and a curb and for dog and animal, other kind of animals, yes. But is there anyone for a man's mouth? Now, what the verse means here, Havarin, I shall keep silence. Sometimes silence is the biggest form of protest, you know, and a word fitly spoken. But here he means that I will keep silence and not occupy myself with idle words, only with words of HaTorah. Words of HaTorah. So too it is said even in Proverbs. I think I misspoke earlier when I said Psalm 15:4, but Psalm 15 also speaks to the same theme, Havarin. But the quote is from the Mashal, the Mishle, the allegory, the proverb, the parables of Solomon, the king, Shlomo HaMelech. In Proverbs 15:4, it says, a holistic tongue is a tree of life, the Eit Chayim, the tree of life. A holistic tongue is a tree of life. Tree of life, scripturally, in this context, according to the Hebrew teaching and the science of HaTorah, tree of life means HaTorah, the tree of life, the Eit Chayim. She is the tree of life. She is Torah, the direction instruction. In the Hebrew, the tree of life is she. And Torah is she, as he created we, male and female, in his image after his likeness. From this you will learn that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, or nuf nuf, increase, prosperous, nufness be he. He gave HaTorah, the Torah, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians, of the Neo children of Yisrael? He gave the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael that they should not busy, that I and I should not busy, be busybody, busy I and I selves with idle words, nor be busy with evil tongues, with Lashon Hara, with the horrible tongue, with evil speech. So the psalm, right, says, I will take heed to my ways that I don't uck up with my tongue. So the tongue can sin. The tongue can uck up. But of course, word, sound, power. So too, scripture says, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy, these words, Eile Devarim, these words, thou shalt speak them. These words, Deuteronomy 6:7. That is, thou shalt speak words of HaTorah. Not of slander, not of other people's business, not of idle words, not of gossip, chit-chat. No, just speak the words of HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, the glory of his divine majesty. Likewise, David, he asks, who wishes to have life in the world to come? David here in the Psalms is asking who desires to have life, chayim, in the olam haba, in the world, in the age to come? And they replied, no man can have it. David replied, but it can be had, and at a low price. So David asked them, who desires to have life in the world to come? And them man and people, they said, no man can have it. But David, he said, but it can be had, and at a low price. When scripture asks, even in Psalm 34:13, who is the man that desires life? Chayim, that desires life and liberty. The question means, who is he who wants, who seeks life in the olam haba, in the world, in the age to come? And they ask, but how can one have such life, such liberty, such chayim, chavarim? David answered, according to the words from Psalm 34:14, he said, by keeping the eye tongue from ra'ah, from all that ra'ah, from all that evil, unkindness, slander, ill. That is slander. Keep it from slander, from the Lashon Hara, from the horrible tongue. Of that it is said, even in Psalm 31:19, still be the lying lips that speak against the righteous. Still, be still, still, word, sound, and power, be still. Lips that prevent thee from ever saying. See, these unrighteous lips are the lips that will prevent you from ever saying, oh, how abundant is thy goodness to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, that thou hast laid up for them that respect, that reverence thee, the I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, Abbe Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by Abbe Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, Abbe Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a
crumble.
Jai thy light, night, dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not too forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
John, Rastafari. John, Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Atah Yahweh Notein HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat shalom, send that salam, send that salam, send that salam, send that Shabbat shalom, send that salam, Shabbat amor, shalom, 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 shalom. This weekly Torah portion reading, feeding 99, sabbatical studies, Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong we have amor, speak, amor, say, some would say, amor, speak. Shabbat, Amor, Shalom, Chabarim. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra. Here, picking up at the Kaf Aleph chapter of the Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer. And he called. Here we have chapter 21 of Leviticus, the relationships and the walk and the tribe of HaKohanim, of the priest, of Kahinatu, of his priest. Here we pick up with this 31st sabbatical study, the Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the 31st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Here Nainai Rastafari, the annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And here for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the Kaf Aleph chapter 21. B'shem Ha'av Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Hear, hear. The third book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 21, the relationships and the walk and the tribe of the priests. Hebrew first words here for the Rishon, Aliyah, the first Aliyah. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe Eimor el HaKohanim bnei Aharon v'amarta eleihem l'nefesh lo yitama de'amayo. The relationships and the walk, the tribe of HaKohanim, of the priests. And the Yahweh, he who be, who ye be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, blessed be he, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, said to Moshe, said to Musa, said to Moses, speak, Eimor, speak. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe, Eimor, speak to the priests, the sons of Aharon, Eimor, Ilaha Kohanim, Bnei Aharon. And say to them, with Amarta Elehem, there shall none, no one, be defiled for the dead among his people. Le nefesh lo yitama de amayo. There shall no one be defiled for the soul, psyche of his people. Le nefesh. Lo yitama de amayo, but for his kin that is near to him, that is, for his mother and for his father and for his son and for his daughter and for his brother and for his sister, a virgin that is nigh near to him, which hath had no husband, for her may he be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, Amayo, to profane himself. They shall not make baldness upon their head, their rosh, their ras, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be wholly set apart to their Elohim, true good, true God, and not profane the name, the Hashem, the Shem, the Hashem, the name of their Elohim. For the offerings of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, made by fire, and the bread of their Elohim, true good, true God, they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. Therefore, they shall be set apart. They shall not take a wife, a isha, eshet, that is a whore, or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is wholly set apart to El Hayo, to Amlaku, to his Elohim, his source. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore. For he offereth the bread of Eloheka, of the I, male, Elohim, true good, true God. He shall be holy, set apart to thee. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be, he who be, who he be, who sanctify you, set you apart, am holy, am set apart. And the daughter of any priest, of any Kohen, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire. And he, that is, the Kohen Gadol, the Likahenat, the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head, whose rosh, whose ras, the anointing oil, the Messiahing oil, the christening, the Christos oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover rosho, rasu, his head, his ras, nor rend, rip his clothes. Neither shall he go in to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father,
or for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of El Hayo, of his Elohim, Amlaku, his source. For the crown of the anointing oil, the Messiahing, the christening, the Christos oil of El Hayo, of his Elohim, true good, true God, Amlaku, his source is upon him. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. And he shall take a wife, a eshet, a isha, a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman or profane or an harlot. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to isha, to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among Amayu, among his people, among Amo, his people, Ki Ani Yahuwah, for I be he who be who he be, who sanctify him. And here we have the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering up, the Hebraic Anaphora, the second Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah here at verse 16. The physical disqualifications of a Kohen, of a priest, here picking up at verse 16 for the Sheni Aliyah. Why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor? And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe leimor, saying, speak to Aharon, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, his true good, his true God, Amlaku, his source. For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach. A blind man, or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crook-backed, or a dwarf, or that hath a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy, or scabbed, or hath his stones broken. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aharon, Ha Kohen, the priest, shall come nigh near to offer the offerings of Yahuwah Jehovah made by fire. He hath a blemish. He shall not come nigh near to offer the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, true good, true God, Amlaku, his source. He shall eat the bread of El Hayo, of his Elohim, Amlaku, his source, both of the most holy and of the holy, the set apart. Only he shall not go in to the veil, nor come nigh near to the altar, the Mizbeach, because he hath a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuaries. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be he who he be, do sanctify them, set them apart. And Moshe told it to Aharon and to Banayo, his sons, Lejochu, and to all Israel, Lejoch, to all the children of Israel. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Leviticus chapter 22. The separation of HaKohanim, the separation of the priest. Refer to Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 26. And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe, and Lamor, saying, speak to Aharon and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael Lijoch, the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy, my set-apart name, in those things which they hollow set apart to me. Ani Yahovah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. Say to them, whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations that goeth to the holy things which the B'nai Yisrael, Yisraeli Church, the children of Israel, hallow, sanctify, set apart, make holy to the Yahweh, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche, shall be cut off from my presence, from my perception. Ani Yahweh, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. What man soever of the seed of the race of Aharon is a leper, or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things, of the holy things, the set apart things, until he be clean. And whoso toucheth anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, or whosoever toucheth any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he hath, the soul, the nephesh, the suke, the psyche, which hath touched any such shall be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat of the holy things, the set apart things, unless he washes flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dieth of itself, or is torn with beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. Ani Yahweh, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be. They shall therefore keep mine ordinance, lest they be chatiat sin akri for it, and die therefore, if they profane it. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be, do sanctify, set them apart. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing. A sojourner of the priest, HaKohen, or an hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. But if HaKohen, if the priest, the Kohen, buy any soul, any nephesh, any psyche with his money, his kesef, his silver, he shall eat of it, and he that is born in Beitu, his house, they shall eat of his meat, his the meal. If the priest's daughter also be married to a stranger, she may not eat of an offering of the holy things. But if HaKohen, the priest's daughter, be a widow or divorced and have no child, and is returned to her father's bait, her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat, but there shall no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, not knowingly, then he shall put the fifth part, 20% thereof to it, and shall give it to HaKohen, the priest, with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy things of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisraeli Joch, which they offer to Ekaziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed father, Yahuwah, the Yahweh, he who be who he be, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things. Ki ani Yahuwah, for I be Jehovah, do sanctify.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Of Christos, of Christ, of HaMoshiach, Moshiach. So here we come to the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, the third Hebrew anafara, offering up. Here the sacrifices must be physically, physically perfect. Type of the moral perfections of Christos, of Christ, of HaMoshiach, the Messiah. Refer to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. So here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, Why daberi Yahuwah illa Moshe leimor. Here picking up with the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 17. And the Yahweh, he who be we be, spake to Moshe leimor, saying, speak to Aharon, to Aaron, and to his sons, Banayu, and to all the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael Lijoch, and say to them, whatsoever he be of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Yisrael, that will offer his oblation for all his vows and for all his free will offerings, which they will offer to the Yahweh for a burnt offering. Ye shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the bees, of the oxen, the cow, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye all not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offereth a sacrifice of shelamim, dechinet mesuait, peace offerings to Egaziah, the Herod, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father, Yodhei, Wehei, Yahweh, to accomplish his vow, or a free will offering in bees or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wen or scurvy or scabbed, ye, y'all, shall not offer these to Ekaziah, the Herod, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Yahuwah, Jehovah, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the Mizbeach, the altar, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Either a bullock or a lamb that hath anything superfluous, extra, or lacking in his parts, that mayest thou offer for a free will offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. Ye all shall not offer to Yahuwah Jehovah that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut. Neither shall ye all make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye all offer the bread of your Elohim, true good, true God, of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lamor, saying, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, under the mother. And from the eighth day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire, Yisheh Yahuwah, fire to Jehovah. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye all shall not kill it. and her young both in one day. And when ye y'all offer a sacrifice of Todah, Miskana, thanksgiving, to Egeziavi, her sustainer, Yahuwah, Jehovah, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye y'all shall leave none of it until the morrow. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be, Jehovah. Therefore shall ye y'all keep my commandments and do them. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. Neither shall ye y'all profane my holy name, my set apart name, the Hashem. But I will be hallowed, I will be set apart among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael Joch. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be, which or who hallow, who hallow you. Ani Yahuwah, mi akadishikem, that brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to be your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. And here we come to the Rabbi, Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi Aliyah, the Hebrew Anaphora offering up here at chapter 23 of the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus. And here we have the feast of Jehovah, Yahuwah, the Sabbath and the feast here at chapter 23 of Leviticus for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah. Why Dabari Yahuwah illa Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be his name, spake to Moshe, Moses, Leimor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, and say to them concerning the feast, concerning the Mo'edei Yahweh, concerning the feast of Jehovah, the feast of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Ayla, Ayavocations, Mikrae Kodesh, Ayla set apart, outcalled assemblies, even, these are my feasts. Eileheim mo'edai. These are my mo'edai, my appointed times, my appointed seasons, my appointments. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation and Ayla ivocation, a mikra kodesh. Ye y'all shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, in all your dwellings. The feast, the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah, first. The Passover, Pesach, Fasika, Christos, Christ, our Redeemer, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, our Redeemer. Reference 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Here at verse 4, these are Eile Mo'edei Yahweh Nikrae Kodesh. These are the feast of Yahweh, even holy convocations, Eile Ivocation, called out, set apart, called out assemblies, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, first moon at even, evening, is the Yahweh's Passover. The feast of Jehovah, the Mo'edei Yahweh. Second item, unleavened bread. Second item here, unleavened bread, memorial feast, referred to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to verse 9. Here at verse 6, Leviticus 23 and 6. And the 15th day of the same moon, the same month, is the feast of unleavened bread to La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. 7 days ye all must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye all shall have an holy convocation, a mikrah kodesh, a set apart called out assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein, but ye all shall offer an offering, offer an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Ishe la Yahuwah, the Ishe la Yahuwah, an offering made by fire to Jehovah 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, a set apart called out assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. And here, the day Yahweh, the feast of Yahweh, he who be who he be, the feast of Jehovah, third item, first fruits, Bukurim, Christos, Moshiach, risen, refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the B'nai Israel and say to them, when ye all be come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye all shall bring a sheaf, an omer of the first fruits, the Bukurim of your harvest, to HaKohanim, to the priest. And he shall wave the Omer, the sheaf, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to be accepted for you on the morrow after HaShabbat, after the Sabbath. HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. And ye all shall offer that day, when ye wave the Omer, the sheaf, and he lamb without blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering, an olah, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the meal offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, Yishel Yahuwah, for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye all shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye all have brought an offering to your Elohim, true God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. The feast of Jehovah, Mo'edai Yahweh, fourth, the wave lows. The church called out assembly, the Kahal, at Pentecoste Shavuot, 50 days after the resurrection of Christos, the resurrection of HaMoshiach. Refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12, verse 13, and verse 20. Here, Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 15. And ye all shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat, the Sabbath, from the day that ye all brought the sheaf, the omer of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat, shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new minka, meal offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Ye all shall bring out of your habitations too, wave loaves of 2 tenth deals. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruit to La Yahuwah, first fruits to Jehovah. And ye, y'all, shall offer with the bread seven lambs without blemish of the first year, and one young bullock, and two rams. They shall be for an olah, a burnt offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, with their minkah, meal offering, and their nesek, drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Then ye, y'all, shall sacrifice one kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin, an akri, a lack offering, and two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings, yeah, dechinet ameswa'it. And hakohen, the priest, shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. With the two lambs, they shall be wholly set apart, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for HaKohen, for the priest. And ye, y'all, shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation, a called out, a separated, called out assembly to you. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shall leave them to the poor and to the stranger, Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be who he be, your Elohim, your true good, your true, 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 true,
true, true. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Why, Prophet,
blessed, Messiah. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Here, the feast of Jehovah, and here we come to the fifth Aliyah. The Hamishi Aliyah. Here, the feast of Jehovah, and here we come to the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth, the Hebrew Anaphora, the offering upward. Sound power here for this Shabbat Emor, Sabbath speak. Here we have the Mo'day Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah, the fifth. Trumpets. Prophetic of the future regathering of Israel. And here we have reference to the prophet Yeshaya, the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 18, verses 3 and verse 7, Isaiah chapter 27, verses 12 and 13, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 14, and the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 15 to 32 as points of reference here for the fifth of the Mo'edei Yahweh, Feast of Yahweh, trumpets. And here for the Hamishi, the fifth Aliyah, Vaydaberi Yahuwah il Moshe Leimor. Verse 23, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, speak to the Bnai Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Yisrael, Israel Lijoch, saying, in the seventh month moon, in the first day of the month, shall ye all have a Shabbat, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy an Isla set apart. A set apart, 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 ivy convocation, ivocation, 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 ivocation. Here, just here, right here, Shabbaton, It's a Shabbaton, Zikaron. A Shabbaton, Zikaron. Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh. A memorial. A solemn rest to you, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns, a holy set apart, invocation. Ye y'all shall do no servile work therein, but ye y'all shall offer an offering, made by fire, fire. Ishe la Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. An offering made by fire to Jehovah. And here we have the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast of Jehovah continued here, the sixth feast, the Day of Atonement, the Yom HaKippurim. And here reference to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 1 to 16, point of reference. Here at verse 26, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 26, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, also, on the 10th day of this seventh month, this seventh moon, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, called out assembly to you. And ye, y'all, shall afflict your souls, your nephesh, your psyches, and offer an offering made by fire, and offer ishe la Yahuwah, ishe la Yahuwah, offering made by fire to Jehovah. And ye, y'all, shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you, lifnei Yahuwah. Elohim, before Jehovah, he who be, we be, your Elohim, true good, true God. For whatsoever soul, nephesh, suke, psyche, it be, that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people, her people, her people, her people, 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 people. And whatsoever soul, nephesh, psyche, it be, that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul, the same nephesh, the same psyche, will I destroy from among his people. Her people, 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 her people. Ye y'all shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Shabbat of rest, and ye y'all shall afflict your souls, your psyche, in the ninth day of the month at even, at evening, from even to even, from evening to evening, shall ye y'all celebrate, celebrate your Sabbath, 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 Sabbath. And here, this brings us to the Sheshi, the Sheshi, the Sheshi Aliyah, to the sixth Aliyah, the sixth Hebrew Anaphora, offering up for this Shabbat Haymor. Vayedaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leymor. Leviticus, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus 23, here at verse 33, for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe, leymor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, Israel, the children, the sons of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. On the first day shall be an holy and Ila invocation, a called out assembly. Ye y'all shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye y'all shall offer an offering made by fire to Jehovah. The Ishe la Yahuwah. Takaribu Ishe la Yahuwah. an offering made by fire to Jehovah. On the eighth day shall be an holy invocation, called out assembly to you, and ye all shall offer an offering made by fire, Ishe la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It is a solemn assembly, and ye all shall do no servile work therein. These, Eile Mo'edai Yahweh, these are the feasts, the appointed times, hours of Jehovah, which ye all shall proclaim to be holy invocations, called out assemblies, set apart assemblies, Mikarae Kodesh, to offer an offering, to offer an offering made by fire, Lehakariv Ishe La Yahuwah, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, burnt offering, an olah, a minka, meal offering, a zebach, a sacrifice, a nesek, a drink offering, everything upon his day, beside the Sabbaths of Jehovah, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which ye all give, La Yahuwah, which ye all give to Jehovah. And here, the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast of Jehovah, the seventh, tabernacles, Sukkot, huts, booths. Here we have a reference to Ezra, chapter 3, verse 4, Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 16 to 19, and Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3. Here, Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 39. Also in the 15th day of the 7th month, the 7th moon, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye all shall keep a feast, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, a Shabbat. And on the eighth day shall be a Shabbat. And ye all shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice, Lifnei Yahuwah Lohekem, rejoice before Jehovah, your Elohim, true good, true God, 7 days. And ye all shall keep a feast, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, 7 days in the Shana, in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye all shall celebrate, I celebrate it, in the 7th month, the 7th moon. Ye all shall dwell in booths, in huts, 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that Ani, that I made the children of Yisrael, the Benai Yisrael, to dwell in booths, to dwell in huts, when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. And Moses declared to the Bnei Yisrael, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, Mo'edei Yahweh, the appointed times, the appointments, the feasts of
Yes, yes, yes. Melkam Ehud. Yes, I am blessed, blessed. Beautifully good first day. The after Shabbat coming up at the top of the hour. The first day service, a.k.a. Sunday service, and the fulfillment here from the reading from Torah and also Ezekiel. And I know ones and ones no doubt got questions. Some questions here in this study, first sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. But right here, coming to the top of the hour. Yes, I calling, check it out. Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Yom HaRishon, Shalom, first day, peace, SI, first day, coming up to tomorrow after the Sabbath, first day service beginning right now. Call in, King Highway, yes, I, Rastafari.